This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
So I've changed. I've got my mermaid socks as an honorary member of the Menopausal Mermaids. Of course, the wind has died down now, as you can hear. Loads of people out walking. There's people in surfboards, families, dogs. It's getting really busy. And it's actually a lovely day, 13 degrees.
Makes me a bit of kipper action there.
So kippers. Kippers and spuds and chilli. And smoked butter.
And I've made my own harissa. Because you can buy it, but it's not the same.
So how do you make harissa?
Chilies, garlic, cumin, coriander, fennel seed, a bit of onion, a red pepper, oil, and blend it all up, but then cook it out.
Oh.
Take it and cook it up and
blend it first and then...
Blend first and then cook. We put the oil in it and then it's kind of... But it smells nice, doesn't
it? I'll tell you what, it's probably a lot cheaper to make your own than it is to buy, because it's very...
That's four chilies, you know.
Yeah.
I really love the setup.
It's good, isn't it?
What do you think?
Yeah. Right, imagine you come from BBC just cooking this.
I know.
Unreal.
We cooked in some strange places. this is right up there now,
this
I think.
This is right up
this
there.
This definitely
isn't it?
Is. Oh, we've just been in the sea as well. We've just been in
Have
for a
you?
Dip.
Uh-huh. Right.
You're knocking in.
I'm not even to look at it. I want to give an old man a heart attack. Between the eyes of love, I
call your name. Boys are washing their surfboards down here beside us.
I know, and I haven't had a kipper in years, and we've got this wee fish man that comes, you know, on a Thursday to... I'll be cooking dog in a minute if that sounds good.
Are those kippers, they're smoked kippers?
Aye, they are.
Because they're lovely brown colour.
We smoked herrings, aren't they lovely? So I've got a wee bit of oil in the pan there.
Skin side down.
Look,
we're starting to curl.
Get them curled up.
I love that.
Now we're just going to layer this up because we've got some nice little spuds there. I guess the smell's not too bad. It doesn't already, yeah. A wee bit of skin side down. They don't take much cooking, the kipper, and then we'll layer this up onto a nice...
So what are you calling this then?
Well,
I don't know.
I've got some harissa there that I've made. So harissa is like a spice, chili spice paste.
Uh-huh.
I just put a wee bit of butter around that there. So I think a bit of butter helps everything, doesn't
smoked
it?
Butter with your smoked kippers.
Smoked kippers. And then spuds in, John. So I better cook the spuds. Just stick those in there on top of that, look.
Uh-huh.
Get those layered up. So layer spuds on top of that. And then some onions.
Red onions.
A wee bit of red onion. And then what'll happen is all that nice, all the nice smoky fish would sort of permeate through
the spuds.
The spuds,
The red onions.
This here is the harissa. So all I did was four chilies, and I took the seeds out of them.
Uh-huh.
And I blended that up with a red pepper that I'd taken the seeds out of, chopped it up. Bit of oil, some coriander, cumin and fennel seed. Just toasted them in the pan, ground them all up, and then garlic. So do you want to try a wee bit now? So
I'd love to.
It's quite cold at the moment. I think this might...
I actually don't feel cold, funny enough. No.
Like the first time I did it, it was just completely... I thought, so exhilarating.
Oh, it's delicious.
but it's nice and fruity.
You know, there's no tomato in that?
No. Mm. You see, if you buy that harissa in a jar, it's not the same, is that? It's not
and
as
you pay
fresh.
A fortune for it, probably.
Yeah, an absolute fortune, yeah.
Fire mix the harissa paste in round.
Yeah, fire that round. And that's just really coating the spuds. This is nothing fancy. This is
would you say that, but it actually is like it's
and it's just
it's gorgeous and healthy and good, and but I know what you mean. It's
not
it's kind
rustic,
of straightforward.
It's rustic, but it's sort of something we always.
But I bet you we're the only people in the East Strand today
that are having kippers.
Having smoked kippers with potatoes and harissa.
Homemade
paste.
Harissa.
I'd say we're probably the only people here today.
Yeah. Kippers are sort of our herrings, really, you know, been overfished, and
yeah,
they're sort of a wee national treasure, aren't they? I mean, I just don't really eat enough of them.
There's love dogs.
There's a wee boy would need to go to obedience school.
That is smelling
That's
delicious.
So funny, isn't it? Will I give the guys a
shout? Give them a shout. We're just saying she should get a van.
I'm going to start doing like a food van. Yes.
A wee van just down beside the toilets here.
I'm not doing this every day now.
No.
She starts to warm us up.
Not a bad wee cook.
All right. You should do it as a professional.
You should. For somebody down the wine bar.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a better time to do business in Western Australia. Our network of global investment and trade offices connects you to our world-leading industries and highly skilled workforce. Western Australia. It's like no other.